With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It lasted 4 hours, an overnight Russian attack on Ukraine's capital. A deadly drone and missile strike is Russia's deadliest assault on the city since July.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's cutting short his official trip to South Africa and returning home after a Russian strike on Kyiv killed at least 9 people and injured more than 70. The Russian attack on Kyiv came hours after weeks of peace negotiations appeared to be coming to a head without an agreement in sight. President Donald Trump lashed out at Zelensky on Wednesday, accusing him of prolonging what he called the killing field by refusing to surrender the Russia-occupied Crimea Peninsula as part of a possible peace deal. Zelensky has repeated many times during the more than 3-year war that recognizing occupied territory as Russian is a red line for his country. I'm Karen Chavas.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt suggesting the Democrats fighting the deportation of criminal illegal aliens are ignoring the will of the vast majority of Americans.
I mean, 89% of Americans in a recent CBS poll said that they support the deportation of all illegal immigrants who have committed crimes in our country. 89%. I mean, you can't get much more public support for a policy than deportations of illegal criminals.
Leavitt speaking with the Salem Radio Network. A fast-moving wildfire, it's engulfing part of southern New Jersey's Pine Barrens, is expected to grow with smoke affecting air quality in the New York City area and beyond before rain arrives later in the week. The blaze covers about 20 square miles, roughly 50% contained. More volatility on Wall Street. Stock futures sharply lower this morning following yesterday's rally that lifted the Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P higher. The Dow futures are down 174 points, but NASDAQ futures are now positive, up 12 points. This is SRN News. The Ohio State football team makes a statement.
The Buckeyes won the NCAA title earlier this year, and the players are just now receiving their championship rings. And those gaudy pieces of jewelry include the image of a cross on the inside, honoring the team's faith. Ohio State safety Lathan Ransom told the Bobby Carpenter Show, quote, "My favorite part is the cross. I think that embodies our season, our culture." OSU defeated Notre Dame in the championship final 34-23. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority is signaling support for the religious rights of Maryland parents who want to remove their children from elementary school classes using storybooks that promote the LGBT lifestyle. In arguments this week, the justices suggested that it would find the Montgomery County school system cannot require students to sit through lessons involving the books if parents express religious objections to the material. This is SRN News. Posting a video on X, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois announcing that 5 terms in the Senate is quite enough.
The decision of whether to run for re-election has not been easy. I truly love the job of being United States Senator, but in my heart, I know it's time to pass the torch. So I'm announcing today that I will not be seeking re-election at the end of my term.
The Senate's number 2 Democrat thanking those who have returned him to Capitol Hill over and over again.
To the Illinoisans who gave this kid from East St. Louis a chance to serve, thank you for supporting me through the words and actions over the years.
First elected to the Senate back in 1996, Durbin is the 4th Democrat to announce that he will not be running in 2026. President Trump putting some of his personal touches on the White House, among them, says he's adding 2 beautiful flagpoles to the grounds to fly the stars and stripes. More details at SRNNews.com.